Radio Prague News.
The president has told Czech radio that mass migration to Europe has been organized by the Muslim Brotherhood. In the same interview, he criticized the government for its failure to draw 35 billion crowns in EU funds. And the cabinet has stirred opposition with a proposal over a pensions increase. According to Czech President Miloš Zeman, the mass migration of refugees to Europe has been organized by the Muslim Brotherhood. In an interview for Czech Radio Plus on Monday, the head of state suggested that the Sunni Islamist organization could not declare war, so it was trying to gain an upper hand through the migrant crisis. As in his recent Christmas address, the president referred to the influx of refugees as an invasion. Mr. Zeman cited two sources as having apparently confirmed his view: Morocco's foreign minister and the crown prince of the United Arab Emirates. The former, he said recently, told him that the Muslim Brotherhood had ambitions of ruling beyond just the Muslim world. In his interview for Czech Radio Plus on Monday, President Zeman criticized the government for failing to draw around 35 billion crowns in EU funds. He suggested the failure to draw the money was the result of laxness and incompetence. Originally, before corrective measures were taken, the country stood to lose up to 100 billion. The president maintained that even 35 billion crowns was an enormous amount. Over the period of 2007 to 2013, the Czech Republic had at its disposal the equivalent of 800 billion crowns from EU funds. Limited increases in pensions could be passed in the future by the government without the need for parliamentary approval. That is the idea of a proposed law which has already been discussed by government officials. Minister of Labour and Social Affairs Michala Marksová told Czech television Sunday that the limit for increases without parliamentary approval could be around 1.7%. Opposition parties have accused the government of attempting to limit parliament's power with the proposed move. A new firefighting unit capable of reacting to biological, chemical, or even radiological threats has begun its mission at Prague Castle. The unit comes under the direct command of the head of the Fire Rescue Service. Until now, the Prague Castle complex was the responsibility of the city's fire brigade. The state prosecutor's office has dropped legal proceedings against Czech footballer David Limberský, charged in a drinking and driving incident in Prague last September. After consuming alcohol, the player crashed a luxury Bentley in front of a police squad car and attempted to flee the scene. No one was hurt in the incident. The case against Mr. Limberský was suspended after he paid all damages and agreed to a one-year ban on driving. His lawyer said important factors in the decision were that he had no previous criminal record and had not lost any points in the system, which is part of the Czech driving license. Turning to sport in hockey, Czech star forward Jaromír Jágr scored two goals for the Florida Panthers on Sunday in the team's win over the Minnesota Wild. The final score was 2-1. The win was the Panthers' ninth straight. The team is now first in the Atlantic Division on 50 points, three ahead of Montreal with a game in hand. Overall, the Florida Panthers are fourth in the league. The 43-year-old Jágr has 13 goals this season and 735 in his NHL career. He is sixth behind Brett Hull for third on the all-time list. I'm Jan Velinger. You'll find more news at radio.cz.